Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is March 22nd, 2018. It is Thursday. It's Dream Theme Thursday, and the rain is here. Took it a while to get started in our area, but it finally showed up, and it's supposed to rain like 100% all day today. So an unusual day, a good day, we need it, and hopefully it doesn't create havoc. However, it's been, a long time since we've had rain regularly, so this is kind of a good thing. So Dream Theme Thursday. The past week, I don't know what happened to my page or to my work, but something exploded somewhere. And all of a sudden, and I kid you not, I probably get about 10 to 12 friend requests an hour. If I miss and I'm away from my computer, which happens during the day for quite a bit of time, or let's say I slept last night, I wake up, actually less than 10 an hour, to over 50 friend requests. So there's a lot of people who somehow got to my page but don't really know what I do. I don't know, I've written books. They don't know I've seen Christ. They don't know any of the background, but the information is doing the work. And it's amazing. I have to check to make sure that they're not, you know, sometimes there's those spam accounts or not real accounts, and you can tell, and sometimes you can't tell unless you press. And in the Dream Theme Thursday, where you put the show, everybody wrote what they actually dream about. Then none of the people that I've known from before, what they dream about during the day, like I dream of being in love. I dream of peace in the world. I dream of standing up after facing and falling down. And it just matters that I believe in God. I dream of belief among people in the world, that nobody should give a blow on that. I don't understand what that one means. Peace should be everywhere, and nobody should get a chance to complain against others. Smiles should be on the face of everybody. I was reading that, and this was like later, yesterday. I realized we have a ton of daydreams, things that we want all day, things that we want for ourselves, things that we want ourselves to see. And we got so used to wanting them that we lived a whole life just wanting them but not really doing them. And then we have our night dreams, the ones that are unconscious and the ones we connect to home with and the ones we can't explain and feel weird. And, you know, we have all these interesting ways that this information tries to get to us. And we've heard over so many times, so many dreams that, you know, we hear about lions and snakes and climbing and all of these different ways of exploring ourselves. And I thought, well, how about those daydreams? What do you think about when you're just thinking? What do you want to see happen when nothing is happening in your life? And you say, God, I wish I was. And then you fill in the blank with what you wish you were. And it's an amazing thing that there's, I think the way I know it, I'm on radio, but it's just like this dead air, but there's this thing about just dreaming about dreaming that is so critical to us. That because we accept our dreams and we accept that they'll happen one day. Like, you know, I really would like to move, or I really would like to switch jobs, or I really would like whatever, save more money, or I really would like, but we don't change the habits that keep us there. So when we dream for peace in the world, the first thing Christ says, that people stop fighting and live in peace and love, is this dream impossible? Well, nothing's impossible. But when we live in a world where we have good and bad things that can happen, hard things that can happen, the possibility that they exist is what keeps them happening. I feel like we're all in a sieve right now and somebody is shaking it. And we either sink or swim, which is what's happening. And we are sinking or swimming in this time. And I had somebody write me and say, you know, I can't wait to listen to the show. By the way, I do not have many dreams, but I did have one about gazing into my soul and letting go of negative energy. I am exhausted. And I realized that the reason we keep negative energy is because it does exhaust us to try to get rid of it. So if we have a dream every day we wake up, probably a general one of, I just want to be happy, and not dreading a day that's coming to us, especially the new people who aren't used to this mental self-empowerment of, hey, you know what? I have this challenge, but I'll make it through it. Instead, we feel defeated because when we start writing about the world, we haven't started too deeply in ourselves. And yet, the people who help the world have understood something about themselves, that there's going to be problems doing it, but that they can handle it. There's a difference in perception, and that perception creates the difference in our lives. And as I learn more and I'm speaking more, and I'm, you know, I tried to phase out my appointments, but I'm still taking them because there's so many people that still need them, and I'm going to try to do it until I can't do it until I don't have the time. But the bottom line is we all want a better life for ourselves. And the way to get a better life for yourself is to be better to yourself. We cannot control the world. No one ever was able to do it. No one will ever be able to do it. Even the people who think they have the most power are going to die one day. Or won't be in power one day. No one can really control anything. But to live in a better world is to treat yourself better. So when I go back to knowing what to ask when you pray, that's what we need to ask for. Not, I need to have this or I need to have that, but I want to be a better person to myself. Because living in that reality is what will build any other dream you have in your life. Purging the negative things. I had somebody, it was an appointment yesterday, and she said to me, I don't know how you know what you know, but whatever it is you know, it changed my life. It changed everything. And what I realized through this person, because the only way I can learn is to be open to learning and then not discounting what I learned, but using it. But just like we dream at night, you know how we go through, we dream, we wake up, we remember fractions of it. Sometimes we remember the whole thing down to the last detail. I'm now seeing pictures. So I'll see pictures in my mind. And I know that those, I didn't know, but I knew through her by saying, God, it's really weird. I'm seeing this and I'm seeing that. She's like, oh my God, that's true. And that's true. And that's true. And I'm like, holy cow. But I learned through her that the more I accepted one dream in my life to come true, it opened up a door that allowed everything else. Because once you achieve one dream, what are you going to dream about? Well, you get bigger dreams and bigger dreams. And that's how you meet people who've done things. They say, how did you do that? And they'll look at you and they won't think they've done anything yet because they struggled to get there. And now they're, you know, people want to know how. But at the same time, you can't explain how right away. You have to literally sit back and think. A way to see how daydreaming affects you. Just daydreaming, because night dreaming is unconscious, unlimited, and connects you to home. It expands your mind. Daydreaming is limited. So when we can crack the code of that limited thinking, and we start doing the things that we know we can do, then our dreams, our daydreams come alive. Just like all these people who wrote on my page, because they didn't even understand I was talking about night dreams. And they all want peace in the world, and they all want love in our world. Because we are starving for love, and we think we're going to get that love through peace. And we are, but that peace that we're looking for is the peace we can acquire, we can possess within ourselves. When I first saw Christ, and he said to me, you will bridge people's souls back to them. And I had a few questions like, who? Why? And then I found out me. And then I had to find out how. I didn't even know what I didn't know. And he didn't do anything big to me. He just listened to me. He just listened to my heart. And because Christ listened to my heart, it made me realize how important it is that somebody listens to our hearts. That we feel listened to. I realized one of the most respectful things we could ever do for anybody is to listen to them. When people act up, it's usually because they don't feel they were heard. When two people are listening to each other, the power they have is unmatched. Whether it's a marriage, a work partnership, children with their parents, when people listen to each other, you've hit the best that life can offer. And a lot of times you know it. You don't know why it feels so good, but you know it. And then once you feel heard, that dream of being seen, of feeling like you matter, of feeling like you're worth something, that dream starts to take you to where you want to go. We are so delicate inside that even the sound of somebody's voice that's coming at us, it affects us. It could affect our whole day. Somebody smiling at us can affect our whole day. Even if we woke up grumpy, even if we woke up and all we wanted to put on was black clothes, black shoes, black pants, black shirt, and we just go out and just hold our breath till the day is over, that peace in the world that we're looking for, that love that we're looking for through peace, is our inner peace. You know, it's funny. A week and a half ago, I went to the zoo. Actually, tomorrow will be 2 weeks. And looking at all the animals from different places, and a lady at the zoo saying, you know, we sometimes bring in these animals and we switch out animals, and they keep them rotating because some of them are rare. And you look at animals and they just know what to do. But that's where you learn how little control you have of. Over the world. When you look at animals. Because animals know they don't need to control the world. They just want their jungle gym and their little sanctuary, or they want to be free in the wild. They don't try to change anything. Their beauty is in that huge level of just knowing who they are. And that's why we love seeing them. Because whether we realize it or not, they remind us of who we are. We don't think we're special. And we are. We don't think we're love, even though I could say it all day. But we think that other people know something we don't know. But we are love. Every single cell in your body is love. What we do with that love, what comes out as a result of how we view the love that we are, is what affects what we dream about, whether we're asleep or awake. And the only way I can describe how Christ showed me how different people were, if you could take like a ruler, like a bar graph, and you have bars that go up and up and up. Everybody, like every single emotion is written on the bottom of this bar graph. Like every single twist and turn of any kind of emotion we can have. And then the bars go up and down as to how much of it you have. There are no two souls alike. None. Out of all the combinations of human beings, I don't care how much we think we have in common with someone. There are no two souls alike. We can't even see how special that is. Then we can't even see that the combination of who we are is special. We just confuse special with being better than someone. But being special doesn't mean we're better than someone. Being special just means that each one of us has our own unique fingerprint onto life. We're teaching people the same things and expecting different outcomes. But people are starting to say, hey, wait a minute, our system isn't working. We need to do something, and sometimes people feel powerless, and we take it out on how the world is running, and we take it out on a lot of things. But there's a story about my parents that sticks in my head, because I feel like they got away with something, but it was a really cool, they got away with something. They came to America, and my dad before 55 and 53, and my mom in 57 or 58. They get here. They didn't know each other, but they came from the same part of the world. And it was in Palestine, right off of Jerusalem. And they came and they knew their job was to make money and send it back to their families so their families could survive after the war. And it was still a politically war-torn situation, but they knew that they came here to do that, and they always thought they were going to go back. But then they met here. And in our culture, you're promised to people to get married, and they both were promised to other people, but they fell in love with each other. And they got married, and not many people went to their wedding. And they blew, you know, my mom blew her mother's dream of who she was going to marry. My dad blew his family's dream of who he was going to marry. Nobody really went to their wedding, just a few close friends who loved them. And, you know, back then there wasn't anything. There wasn't even, you know, really that much phone communication. It was the people you saw every day were the people you knew. And what happened to them was they built the life that they dreamed about. They lived the American dream. They lived it. And they just didn't pay that much attention to what was in the newspapers, and they didn't pay much attention to what was going on politically. And it wasn't that it was good or bad. They themselves just didn't have the mental equipment to do that. But I don't know if I know two people greater than them that helped so many people. They just never thought about it. Their door was always open. People came. People stayed. They took care of people. My dad put many people through college. There was this love in them because they didn't somehow, I don't know if it was by, I know it wasn't a plan on them, but they never let what goes on around them define them. Well, so-and-so did this, so-and-so said that, and we just hook on and we don't get off. So when they got older, they really felt like they've done what they came here to do, that I lived my life, I was happy, I loved my family, I got to help people. I'm done. I'm good. They were that deep of that working mentality for other people. They lived that dream. And they got to live it freely because they didn't define themselves on what existed outside of them. And that stuff came and went, and it's still going on, and we can latch on or latch off. We can decide. And if you can latch on and do better with it, great. If you latch on and you do worse with it and you can't make change, it will only frustrate you. If you latch on to what's going on outside of you and you can add to it, you can bring something new to it, you can bring something great to it, and you can fulfill the happiness and the dreams you have in your heart, then do it. And if you can't, let it go. It's not yours. Most of the time when we sleep and we have dreams, stuff we can't control, and we don't know why we're dreaming it, because we don't realize that that lack of control is affecting us. And in the daytime, we feel shut down by it because it feels too big for us to take on. But if you just take yourself on, if you just pay attention to what you're thinking, if you pay attention to what other people are thinking above yours, you're going to be frustrated for the rest of your life. I can tell you that one right now. But if you say, hey, you know what? I have this challenge. This particular challenge, and I'm going to focus on it, and I'm going to research it, and I'm just going to give it a day of my life. You'll start to give yourself direction, and one little thing like that, instead of it taking up your lifetime, giving it a day, that will change your life. The dreams we have of just being in love, having peace in our world, knowing that only God matters. And sometimes when I see that, I don't even know how to say it like this, but I cringe because I get scared that the person who wrote that doesn't believe that they're important because they're so scared of God that they keep just putting God in the mix when God is putting you in the mix. God is saying, I'm here. I'm not changing. I'm never going to be any different. I'm eternal. I can go on forever. You're coming down here for a little spot. You need to do some work. Do the work. If you're scared of me, you may not do your work. If you're fearful that you won't be loved, you may not do your work. Seeing Christ gave me an entire different scope of how God works in our lives, and it is truly a different reality. Just the other day, I was writing. I want to talk about a dreamlike state. I didn't write like this in a while. Normally, Christ will write about, in detail, something that has happened, and it's almost like the results of, well, did you pay attention to this? Did you pay attention to that? But this was a different writing. This one nearly wiped me out, and I didn't even finish it. I couldn't finish it. But he let me know, which is a rare moment, where this is going. And he told me, and I'm going to try to explain it as best I can without actually reading it right now, but he told me that we've made it to the next paradigm or shift, or we're in a different era. That's what he called it. It was a different era, a new era. We're there already. And I'm in that era, and I'm building the bridge from where we're at to that era. And there's a lot of beauty in that new energy that we're growing into. So whatever we're seeing now, it's like almost like, you know how when you have to squeeze and force something out because it doesn't have enough energy to continue? And it's usually the negative things, kind of like the dream that I just told you somebody told me they had, and they were exhausted because they were releasing the negative energy. That is exactly what is happening in our world. All of this crazy stuff. If you live in America and you watch the news, you will not believe what's going on in our world is a big cleanup, and there's a big broom sweeping right now. And there's this bridge. And we're all on the bridge. And we're all on one side of it right now, and we're walking to the other side. And we are walking to the other side. There is so much beauty to come into all, not just of our lives, but in our world. We're not here to self-destruct. We are not going to self-destruct. There isn't going to be big end of the world like we see on movies. The dreams we have. Because we can see the higher self of our world. And as we start to live in that, we will walk to it because we will recognize it. It's an amazing transformation. So today, instead of reading anyone's dreams, and I had to respond to this because every single one of these people became a friend in the last week. So you guys have a great Thursday. I will see you tomorrow on Questions Friday. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.